CDRA meeting. It is Tuesday, October 19th at 9 p.m. I'm calling this meeting to order. Brad, if you'll lead us out with the minutes and the annual report.
So then we have the...
really quick.
So then we have the minutes from the June 1st, 2021 CDRA meeting. Are there any questions regarding those minutes?
So I need a motion to approve those minutes.
Motion to approve those minutes.
Second.
We have a motion to approve the minutes and a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Minutes are approved. Brad, annual report. Thanks,
okay.
Suzanne.
Thank you, Mayor. If you could go to, I won't spend a lot of time. The first slide just shows.
Hey, there's the snow cone.
Yeah.
There it is.
In point.
The only one.
So then, if you could just go back to the first slide, Michael.
Oh, we're going back to the beginning?
Okay. Again, this just shows the process that we go through to return tax revenue to the store. Let's go to the next slide. This shows the physical location of the only project area that the CDRA has established. So it's just this area around the store, the parking lot and the entrances. And then this is a picture of the store along with the little snow cone shack. Then we have our project area value. So it was the base value was established in 2007 at $571,200. The assessed value in 2020 had increased to $2,361,614. That's because of the building and the improvements.
Seems light.
And so, yes, that...
well, it's what the assessed value is.
Yes, and that's... And that has remained there for a number of years. So I would imagine sometime in the future they'll come by and do a reassessment. Project area funds, this just talks about the agreement that we set up, $1.2 million or 15 years, whichever happens first, is the term of the agreement for the project area. We're the only one that is still contributing to that. Next slide. Tax reimbursements, this just shows the taxes that the city reimburses. And then the funds received, so we'll just go down to 2020 and compare in comparison to 2019. In 2019, we received and then returned $74,000. This in 2020, it was $92,000. So, do I know why that is? No, I do not. I can assume that it has to do...
Lots of toilet paper.
Yes.
Toilet paper, bottled water, hand sanitizer.
Well, I also think that we have a lot more visitors that came because they weren't traveling upstate.
Staycation.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. And we had a lot of people move to their second homes.
Right.
I mean, my kids' friends in the schools, a lot were from California, and they were just living here in their second home because they could go
Vegas
to school here.
Too, yeah.
So we had more people living here, for sure.
Yeah.
Yes. So then the next slide. So this shows the total amount that has been returned to the store, which if you look at the bottom, the total authorized amount is $1.2 million. So far, we have returned $878,000, which means there would be $322,000 remaining that could be returned. So if you compare that with the 2025, when the agreement would end...
We may end it like a year sooner.
We may, yeah.
Yeah. No.
So if we clip along at about $100,000 a year.
Exactly. So then the question is, in the report that I gave you in your packet, but it's not in the PowerPoint presentation, what do we estimate the revenue will be for next year? It's just that. Just a guess. Who knows what's going to happen next year with the pandemic? Who knows what's going to happen next year with this or that or the other thing? I basically just estimated maybe about $85,000. I hope it's more. I hope the store is very successful. But again, that's just what I put in as a guesstimate.
Especially if they get a fireworks stand.
especially if they get a fireworks stand with good fireworks. You know, those big ones are
sharp
not that
fires.
Big.
Yeah.
Cold fireworks.
Okay.
We're really kind of getting towards the end of this. Are there any questions?
Brad, are we supposed to be doing this for the state park?
So, yes. When I get the time, I need to just still whittle through the bureaucracy of the state to be able to get all of that in place.
Okay.
I just haven't had the time to do that. I was working with the state park. They said talk to the tax commission. I talked to the tax commission. They said work with the state park.
Didn't we discuss this at this time last year?
Yes.
It's been about a year, yeah.
That's not a jab at you. It's just that's the bureaucracy.
Yeah,
run around you've been getting.
You know, it's just, yeah. So anyway, yes.
Okay.
So eventually, we will have to add a project area for the state park. So that's going to take some work. We'll have to have a project area plat map created. That'll have to be recorded. We'll have some documents that will have to be completed and recorded with that and then submitted to the state. So that will require some work, and hopefully things will settle down, we hope, and give us some time to do that.
We're getting closer, maybe. Okay, anything else?
No.
We don't need to motion. No. Do we need to accept that? No, we just received it.
Well, yeah. We approved the minutes.
We already approved the minutes, so now I need a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn the CRA meeting.
On behalf of Jeff, I'll second it.
We have a motion to second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we are adjourned. Brad, thank you.
We don't need a closed meeting, right?
Nope.
No. So he's in the air right now.
Wow.
It's like 9 o'clock. Oh.